Hi everyone, welcome back to Coffee with Craner. This is episode 137. We're climbing our way up to 150. And today I'm here with Drew Colson at Colson Design Build. He's the owner, a well-respected builder in the community. And just some fun facts, they're a finalist this year, 2024, for a Canadian Home Builders Association Award. They also received a national award of housing excellence in 2020, Provincial Ontario Home Builders Association Award in 2019. They were a finalist, a local Golden Hammer, Windsor Essex Housing Association Award recipient for multiple years in a row. If you go on their website, you'll see tons of building awards, and definitely proud to have this builder here in my hometown of Amherstburg, Ontario. Drew, thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Awesome. So every show I start off with coffee. Today we're drinking Downtown Espresso right down the street. I know this is a lot of pressure because you have it right in front of you, but besides Downtown Espresso, where do you like to get coffee?
Honestly, my go-to would be home.
Okay.
Besides with yourself now, this is the first, but you know, you get stuck in your routine, and it's basically, you know, have that morning breakfast coffee, or get your day going somewhat in a positive manner, and that's kind of my go-to on a regular basis. But, you know, I love what Amherstburg's doing, and I love a lot of the establishments, so I can't really, you know, put it out there one or another, but they're, I would say basically my home office or with yourself today.
Okay, good. Extra points for Drew for, you know, liking that he's sitting down with me, so that's a bonus. How did you become a builder? How did you enter this industry?
Well, I mean, I guess it was, went to school for architecture. And I think previously I was telling you about the university experiences and whatnot, but more or less went into, worked at a few offices outside of, once I graduated from architecture, and spent a few years in Windsor and then a few years over Detroit. And I, you know, you're part of this, you're like a small dot on this table as a big part of this, I guess, corporate office where, you know, you had 50 employees and you felt like you were just a little guinea pig doing this, that. And you were, it was a smaller detail on in terms of the design aspect of things. So I enjoyed a lot of experience, a lot of theory, a lot of knowledge, learned a ton. But I would say probably the sixth year, my final year over in the States, I was missing the architecture profession, dealing with residential. So basically,
you're more commercial based?
Yeah, once you're in the architecture office in Windsor and Detroit, it was basically commercial based. And I was doing freelance design work on the side, residential, and basically was doing two, and I presented those opportunities to the clients saying, would you like them to be built by somebody else? And offered my name into the equation, and basically they said, sure. And then I said, all right, I guess I've got some thinking to do, and basically gave my notice and started the residential business right from there.
And so you originally, we talked previously, going to pursue accounting.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. What made you say, you know what, this isn't the road for me, I'm going to head towards building?
I mean, I love the business program at the university. I did. I loved it. I think it had great, there was great opportunities for people there. I just missed the one-on-one basis, dealings with homeowners and clients, and just the reward factor, just knowing that you can present them something with really good quality. And did I know that the accounting was going to turn into architecture? No. No, I did not. Life threw you some curveballs, and that was a big one for me. And I think the rest is history. I have no regrets when it comes to my, my professional career, I guess.
And imagine accounting is probably helping you in other aspects of your business.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I love that, but I think it's like anything else. You get out of that whole, you know, math routine, whether you're a student or in the business, you learn, you lose a lot of it, and you don't, you know, use it a lot. But yeah, I think on a daily basis, you know, my guys are, you know, excelling even more so every day, and I definitely think it's a benefit too, for sure.
What was the biggest hurdle from going working at a firm and then saying, you know what, I'm going out on my own?
Biggest hurdle, it depends if you ask myself or my wife, but I mean, I think the hours you put into it with a growing family, you know, the housing market, you know, you can afford somewhat of a house then, but a lot of hours, you're living and breathing, getting it going. And keeping it going. And I mean, we're based out of Amherstburg, so I mean, your name's everything. We pride ourselves on the quality, it's obviously, but a lot of hours. We always worry about the next day. I always told people, I've been somewhat asked that question, but they ask, what would be the next day? It's like, are you going to have work?
Yeah.
Will there be work? you know, how's next year going to look? And you, I mean, I probably still think that now, even though it's probably been almost 20 years. Wow. You always think about what's down the road because you have employees, and I worry about them as well, and it's not just about me. We have a tight group of, you know, guys that work for me, brothers, nephews, good friends. So it's, you always worry about those guys. Mm-hmm. And so I would say that would probably, I would say that would still be my biggest hurdle, I would say. Always thinking about the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I always hear from like some friends that are looking, you know, I want to go into building. And for them, another hurdle would be capital, like having the funds to actually build and taking like that financial risk. Would you say that's a growing pain or something that people will have to go through if they want to enter the industry now?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously some capital you have to, I mean, back then, but some time ago, there was, you know, different opportunities, but we have a really good support staff. Our trades are fantastic. Our suppliers are fantastic. So it's, I'm just going to throw this out there. There was one day I said, I called Len Martindale and I said, fantastic man. Mm-hmm. And you know, I basically said to him, I'm going on my own. And windows was a big, you know, package deal when it comes to building a house, right? That was some monies you had to, you know, had to be available. And if you don't have the equity, obviously to carry a cost of a home, you're in trouble. So I asked him, I said, I might not be able to pay my bills right away.
Yeah.
But I'll pay my bills. And he said, I'll support you no matter what. So he had a big influence on me starting out.
Yeah.
And there's a few others, but that one hits home for me a little bit more than most. Mm-hmm. Just because he was such a gentleman.
Yeah, he took a chance.
And he took a chance on me, and I had his contact. I was one of his builders that he dealt with, which I never knew until later in life after he had passed. And
yeah.
And his son, Scott, kind of informed me of some of that scoop and, mm-hmm. you know, but yeah, so I'd say, I mean, that is a hurdle, the financial aspect of it, but I mean, banks are great to deal with at times. So as long as you're getting the draws and the carrying costs from your good support staff, there's trust factors, but we've established that and we're still dealing with these guys today. So it's good to have that in Essex County because I don't think you get that anywhere else.
No, definitely not. Name recognition, your, you know, ability to build in the community, people start to see that, especially the local banks as well. They, yeah. You know, they'll get behind that. Now, for somebody that's about to enter this industry, what would you recommend they do that perhaps you should have done or that you did that helped?
I think it's a learning experience every single day doing this. Mm-hmm. Any advice I'd give to people, stick to your word. Again, I'll go back to that Windsor Essex County. Your name's everything, even though there'll be some players, you know, that, you know, just want to bang, 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 shoot them up.
Yeah.
We've never been about that. We've always prided ourselves on the quality and honesty with our clients. And I would say that would be my advice to anybody. Stick to doing that because that's got longevity.
Yeah, the relationships.
And I think having homeowners, because we deal mostly residential, these are homes you're building and you're, I mean, you're creating homes or houses, you're creating homes, and people are investing a ton of money, especially today. And they got to have fun doing it.
Yes.
Right? And you got to push clients to have more fun because the experience is everything. They can't be stressed out. It's easier said than done for me to say it. I have stressful days. Homeowners have stressful days. But, you know, it's just just pride yourselves in the quality, and your name will be fine later on in life. And honest to homeowners because they deserve it, and make sure both you guys are having fun. Mm-hmm. Communicate, obviously, with technology. There's no reason why people can't communicate. So I think sticking to that, learning the trade and learning the business, and that'll come with time. You know, you'll get that with time. And yeah, I would say that would probably be the go-to for me.
And you mentioned days can be stressful. What's the stressful part of the business, would you say? Is it timelines?
I would say timelines, and I've been in the past, and I don't. A lot of people say, like, you know, sometimes timelines were never our strong suit. I'm probably more relaxed. I procrastinate sometimes. If I don't like this design idea that's being implemented into a home, I'll sit back and, you know, I'll pull away a little bit. Mm-hmm. I would say that's probably my worst trait when it comes to to building is timelines.
Because you want to be, you're so particular and you want it to...
Yeah, I'd rather be done right than and get it done quick enough and just hurry up, go, go, go. That's just kind of, we know it's a go, go, go mentality. But it, sometimes you just got to step back and say, okay. And I think the last few years, a lot of less pressure on at least myself or our group of guys on the timelines. People have, you know, shacked up with their families or some sort, sold their homes and they're not sitting on two mortgages.
Yeah.
So I think that's helped, or had a rental or something. They've been open to that, which before that they were not. They, you know, so you had to, you know, turn over your house when their house was sold. And sometimes they wanted 90, you can't do that in 120 days. Sorry, we can't do it. So, I mean, I think, yeah, I think that was, but I think it's gotten better. I think obviously costs are ridiculous right now, and whether or not they're ever going to come down. I mean, you know as well, mortgage rates, but that is what it is. But just the cost of building is ridiculous. I do it for a living, and it's hard to swallow.
Yeah.
It's like you see people every day, especially, you know, to start out a $700,000 house. Come on. That's ridiculous. And we're doing attainable housing. So we are working on a couple projects that more attainable, still high quality, semi-custom. So I think that'll be good for the area. It's definitely needed.
Yeah. It's a feel-good project too, right? Knowing that you're being a part of that. Has there been a favorite project you worked on? There has to be one that you're just like...
I always ask my guys, is there like one that's like that will stand out, and then they'll have to think about it for a while. I think every project is unique in its own. And I'm not going to say that because I want to tell one client because their home is better than another. Is residential, is new construction simpler than renovations? Sure, 100%. Because renovations, you got to be on the ball, right? Like every step of the way, you got to be ready to make decisions on behalf of the owners. They have to trust factor. I love my clients. I love the smiles on their faces. Some people said, I can't believe we did this. We were able to do this. And when you get that, it means we were nominated recently for an award, or nominated for an award. I would say that was unique because the client was very open-minded to different types of architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always the case.
Yeah.
Essex County wants this.
You had a blank canvas you could work with.
And well, not necessarily a blank canvas, but they wanted this, and it just grew. And the owners were open.
You're like, okay.
They're open to growing, right? So, but they had great taste.
Yeah.
So when they have great taste and you know, that marriage is between yourself and them is works, then you're off to the race and we can create something pretty magical. And again, it's the architecture for me. I think there's a big part of that that's missed around here. Somebody's too kind of, I don't know what to say. They're not willing to experiment on change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just count. And so once you do that, people always compliment it. My house, people call it Park House Jail, and because it had a flat roof. So it's like, then it's like people love it, you know, because it's fresh and new and different in this area. And I think, you know, this area has a ton of great builders, great opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got to make our name a little bit more known.
And did you come from a builder family at all? Like, were your parents architects? Was it?
No, obviously, we've been in Aberg since 84. You know, they were Windsor roots. Both hardworking families. Obviously, my dad was into woodworking on the side a little bit here and there. Grandfather was big into woodworking, but not necessarily builders. But my uncle is a design builder on the West Coast.
Awesome.
So they're on the island. So there's obviously some roots tied there. But my brothers have, you know, helped me. Put us in the position we are today.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm very thankful for basically, you know, all our family that's kind of helped us grow.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Martindale. Were there any other big influencers in your life that coached you, you know, since?
I mean, I could go on for names, but I mean, I would say every job opportunity when I got in Fauché Lumber when I was 15, but it was like as soon as I got to drive and deliver to these custom builders. And all two went out there for Evola because he was one of those ones I couldn't wait to deliver trim to those job sites because they were beautiful homes. They just did a stellar job. So I just remember that. It's in Belanger's homes. They were on the list. And I would just, every step of the way, starting from there, working construction and working in the architecture office, you know, I was very appreciative of the opportunities they gave me. And They let us grow and let us experiment, and they educated us. So I think pretty much everyone along the way, really.
Mm-hmm. And for you, like when you were working at this design firm, did you see a builder or a project, and you're like, okay, I want to do this? Was there something that, because most people, when they enter a new industry, they've seen something that makes them want to switch to it. What was that? Okay, now's the right time.
Oh, good one. I think it's basically what I felt homeowners weren't getting. I felt it was not necessarily the architecture is great. I'm more contemporary, I'm more modern architecture. That's my passion. But I love transitional. I'm open-ended. So our spectrum of housing is so different because it's just more rewarding for me at the end of the day. Everything's different. It's not repetitive. But I would say, was I driven by the opportunity? I was driven that I could sell the opportunity of different architecture, different design styles. But I was also more driven by the fact that I wanted homeowners not to have to just to have that relationship with us. My dad was a big businessman in this town, and I remember him having numerous clients that I still to this day I get, I bought cars for your dad, I bought this. And yeah. It's like he had so many of them, and I think creating those relationships and being a straight shooter was what homeowners needed.
Yes.
Right, and sometimes I don't think they get it. People get nailed with paperwork after the fact, and it's like a list of all this things they didn't expect pay for. I don't like extra paperwork, hate it, but it does happen. Every job has it.
Things go wrong, and you have to go after it and correct.
And I think you just got to be up front, say, you got to show them ahead of time. So I think it was a combination of that style of architecture that I wanted to push, but at the same time, it was being I wanted that relationship with homeowners.
And then two final questions for you. How did you land your first client? How did that happen?
Oh, God. Well, I worked in the States. Like I said, I was freelancing, and I was designing a house for my neighbor where I was currently living. And actually, I was designing a commercial building for another client, LaSalle.
Yeah.
And both of them, those are the ones that said, we're going back and forth, going through the process of designing and, oodles of hours. And I basically said to them both, I said, would you like me to manage them for you? And they both said yes. Basically within a week, I think it was 3 days apart.
Yeah.
So basically that Friday morning, everyone went this right to tell the head, this guy that they're quitting. And I went to the big honcho and I basically laid my cards on the table. He wished me great luck. And I guess that was it. Got those other two jobs. Actually, one of them fell through. One of them did go through. So I was a little stressed out.
Yeah.
But the other one did. And again, that was like...
got back on your feet.
Yeah. And then you kind of just went out there and hustled. Drove around my dad's 84 Wrangler. And, father-in-law started out with me. My oldest brother helped me, spend hours and hours work with me. And so, yeah.
It's just your name got out there. People saw the quality. And just,
And hard work. Hard work. Got to put the time in. Work lots of hours, hard work. Yeah.
And now are you mostly referral based? Is that what you?
I would say, yeah. I would say, I think Amherstburg people know each other. Everyone knows everyone's business in this town, obviously. But definitely referral based. But it's a tough market because, I think we pride ourselves and we may have some of the better trades and better, do you end up paying more for that? Yeah, you do. But, these guys will jump on a dime to help us out. If you have an issue, they're there.
Yeah.
You need that, especially around here, because that helps your name, like I said, have longevity. But I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And final question for you: what inspires you most about this business? What gets you up in the morning? What do you love?
Wow.
Besides coffee, that gets everybody up.
honestly, I think. Obviously, the core group that we have around us, and the most the recent opportunities we've had with people and the experiencing with them, obviously it gets me up more as my family. That's number one, obviously.
Yeah.
But drives me for the working profession. I just I think the unique opportunity, the jobs that we have, jobs we have coming, opportunities we have for, you know, growth in this area, especially. I would say, again, the people we get to work with, I think, every day. It's more, you know, between that and I think the current homes that we were working on and the opportunities that I see coming down the pipeline.
Yes.
I think that's what pretty much drives it, that there is a good future around Amherstburg. Yeah, and I think Amherstburg has it. Like, there's three or four developments that we're working on that I think will be fun. And then there's the customs that are fantastic and a lot of fun. So I think and renovations are always around. Those are exciting. So I think it's not just one thing that drives me every day. I think it's a whole package deal. So I think that's what just keeps us more excited, because if this routine was just like simple, and it would be pretty boring after a while.
I completely agree. And for those that are watching, if you are looking for a well-respected, high-quality builder, give Drew Colson a call at Colson Design Build. This was a really fun interview. Glad we could sit down and know you for a bit.
Yeah.
And,
appreciate the opportunity.
To, you know, your entrepreneurial spirit and all the great things that you're doing. So thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
If you're looking to rewatch the episode, visit copywithcraner.com. This is episode 137. Thanks so much for being here. See you soon.